Hey, out and about listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
What if the golf ball you're playing isn't the number one ball for you? Meet the all-new TP5 and TP5X from TaylorMade. Whether you prefer the softest five-layer tour ball in the TP5 or the fastest, that's now a half a club longer, in TP5X, you'll be playing a golf ball that performs like it was built just for you. Available in white, yellow, and picks, you can personalize it with my symbol. No matter which you choose, every TP5, TP5X is designed to help your game. Head to TaylorMadeGolf.com today to find the number one ball for you.
Hey, what's going on there, pal?
We saw you at the hockey game on.
Do I know you guys?
I'm Ryan Whitney. I got a drink named after me.
Not a big deal.
Pink Whitney? That's what I thought. See you, fellas.
I invented the thing, you pigeon.
Pink Whitney for legendary moments.
All right, welcome to Out and About. It is Wednesday. We have an awesome guest. Joel McHale is on the show, but we're going to chat a little bit before we get to him.
Oh,
very big news. Nana is now a spiritual advisor to not one, but two children, which means that you are looking at two men of God before you right now.
Are you
now
a godfather too?
Yeah, I'm a godfather too.
Okay, you know what? Those are called children of God.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Talk to me.
Well, I went to the church. Well, first of all, I needed a costume to wear, so I hit up my friends over the black tux. I looked snazzy.
There we go. No, the midnight blue. I saw the midnight blue.
It was just blue.
It wasn't midnight blue?
Blue suit is called. That's what I was wearing.
Was it edited, the photo?
No, I mean,
airbrushed?
Let's go. No, not airbrushed.
Okay. You look great. That's what I'm getting at.
Well, it was the suit. And I went to the church, and then we anointed her upper chest with oil.
What does that mean?
The priest was rubbing her boobs with like oil.
The priest goes, okay.
Then we dunked her head, and she looked like Eileen, whatever her name is, from Monster, when she came back up from the water.
Wait.
I have a video side by side. You want to see it?
Yeah. Is a communion. They dunk your head. Are they Catholic?
No, this is not communion. She's been a child of the devil for many years. She was never baptized.
Just like her godfather.
Well, Leah is, she's a devil worshiper.
She's a radical Islam is what
I thought. She's not Christian or Catholic. She's some other like weird religion called like
Episcopalian
or dunk Lutheran your ass or something.
In the tub?
Lutheran. So she believes in some kind of dark-sided thing, not she's Catholic. So that's why she doesn't know what to do that there.
She's Southern Baptist, y'all.
So she didn't want to have the baby christened, didn't care really to have it done. She doesn't follow that religion. But the husband is Catholic. So that's why we had to wait so long to get baptized.
So then – and they actually dunked them not in water but in goat's blood is what I've heard.
Well, it was actually Four Loko.
It was Four Loko. I can't believe people are still religious. Honestly, no shade to people who are. It just seems strange that in 2023, people are getting fucking dunked.
Yeah.
I went to Zach's nephew's christening. They have the baby naked in front of everyone, cock out, and they're rubbing fucking oil on him.
Ugh.
It's insane. They're Greek. Can I show this to the camera?
Yeah, I'll find out.
Who's this lady? This is shocking. The lady
that's Charlize Theron.
Yeah, but who did she play in this movie?
Eileen Wuornos.
She can get washed. That's really great. Miss Ramoa. Wow. She looks scared. It's got to be strange when you're a kid.
There was a gay guy throwing water at her.
The priest was gay? All priests are gay.
Should we invite the priest to the party?
Yeah. Should we invite members of the clergy?
Yeah.
Do you feel any different now that you've sat in church? I'm surprised you didn't burst into flames when you walked through the door.
I do feel different. I am thinking about donating my time there.
In what sense, dear?
To the congregation.
I could see you as a secretary in the rectory. Come on in.
Have they ever had a porno that has
yes.
The thing turn into a glory hole, like the confessional turn into a glory hole?
I'm sure you could find it pretty
this
easily.
This calls for this TV screen, Marty.
I don't have my laptop.
He doesn't have his. I'll look it up here.
I'm sure they have one. I wish that if that happened there, I'd be a little bit more jazzed. Not the priest, though.
You would suck a priest off. Don't kid yourself.
I have sucked a priest off.
Professional booth. Have you?
Yes.
A priest? The 90s?
He was a deacon.
Oh, look at this confession. He was a deacon. Confession booth porn. Go ahead. Ew, it's women.
Ew, put those those milk bags away.
Look at. It's all cocks. This one must be Southern Baptist. That's a black dick, y'all. Well, that's great, Joey. I'm glad.
Can I plan something for Pride that I haven't talked about yet? And I'm sure Erica will fly us there. I want to go to Westboro Baptist and go to the gay house and trans house and do a video of us like voguing down the street or like maybe I'll open a lemonade stand.
I've never supported an idea more in my life.
How much fun would that be? Just to frolic through the day interviewing locals?
I think we should do
Man on the street.
We should go to Topeka, Kansas. That's where the house is.
Yeah.
And then we vogue down the street. Maybe we even break in. Or they're packing there. They got it.
Or
they're in Kansas.
Or we go in up. We go in geish. We go into straight boy geish.
And we try to seduce.
We go into Muslim geish. What was it called? What's the religion called?
Muslim geish. They're
Christian.
Are they just straight up Christian? Muslim?
Yeah, I mean, it's insane Baptist. Yeah.
We go into full on Baptist geish, where I guess we just get like, you know.
You show up as a Mennonite?
We have to fuck a sibling before we get there. Are they allowed to fuck siblings? Just not each. Just
I don't know. They mind fuck their own children. I know that. That's the funniest part of the Westboro Baptist is when the kids are just as
bad. Do you want to throw spray paint on the children screaming, God, hey, on the street?
Yes, of course. I'd love to. How big is the church now? I don't think there must be more than, there can't be more than 10 people in that thing, right? There's old faithful who looks like a fucking Duggar with the hair.
They're big.
They're big physically, the women?
The church is big. Maybe I can go in, like, I can protect, I can go in disguise as a local baker, giving offering pastries to the clergy.
And then you tell them that I was the homo who tried to get you to bake the cake.
Yeah.
And that's our in. Hey, y'all, I had a queer come over with a cake.
Yeah.
I actually drove by Westboro Baptist Church once. I was in Emporia, Kansas when I worked in tech.
How many
is
there?
In the early 2000s. There's one.
But if that's in Topeka.
It is. I was in Emporia. I drove to Topeka and
just to see the bash house.
And then the house next to it is painted in gay colors.
It's across the street.
Typical gays want to make it all about
them. There's a trans house and there's a gay house next
door. Is there a trans house
now? And the gay house has a Black Lives Matter flag on it.
The house of trans? Which one would you belong to?
The house of Salem.
If you could visit one of three houses, Mary Fuck Kill, Westboro Baptist house, trans house, gay house.
First, Westboro Baptist.
Fuck them? Oh, you marry them.
I'd marry the Westboro Baptist.
Okay.
I'd fuck the trans and kill the gays.
I have no retort. She's honest from the heart. She's never lied. She's never lied before. If I know Nana, that's the order from old Nana.
Who else is going to do my sew-in?
Stop. Who's going to do
my frontal license? My frontal unit install.
Oh my God. Yeah, that would be fun for Pride. We have Pride coming up. Next Friday, we're going to do a little Pride show. I ordered a bunch of shit online. Who do you want from the office to come in since we can't get guests anymore? We've been blacklisted.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
We have a big guest this week.
Well, we have Joel McHale this week. Then we have another one Friday, potentially. I think maybe we kick it off for an old school Joey Pat episode. Maybe we get Nick and KB and we seem to kick it off with them every year.
Maybe
we do
that.
Vision boards.
No.
You don't want Joey and you don't want
Nick. I want that, but I think we should just get fucking belligerent and
I would love just to get do a fucked drunk up. Episode.
Yeah, let's do an unhinged gay episode.
It's going to be in the afternoon. It's going to be, good. We're starting at like 3:30.
Okay, perfect. So the thing is, let's get fucked up. I'm only doing this if, and Marty, you're not excluded.
Okay.
Someone's got to go to the car.
Stop. For what? Pizza delivery?
Yes.
And let me tell you, it's a white pizza, babe.
And we can go out after.
What day of the week?
Wednesday.
Who cares?
Wednesday.
This Wednesday.
Yeah, 2 days from now.
We're doing it 2 days from now?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
I have to work here that day.
What do you have to?
We're here all week.
I got hired to do a prosthetics makeup for Freidelberg on Wednesday.
Are we working Wednesday?
What time are we working on Wednesday?
All day. All night. You're working the street.
Wednesday, we're cooking. We're making mamitas on the night time. We'll figure it out. But obviously, we can't get fucked up because I have to stay and work.
I mean, listen, we can have a cocktail. I think we both know that we know when to stop and we never go too hard. So I think it'll be easy to do.
Was that a moxymoron?
That was a moxymoron. Correct.
Can I tell you what I did yesterday? How was your weekend? I'll tell you about I had a great weekend.
You tell me first. What'd you do yesterday? Because now I'm interested. Well, who did you do? Where did you do it yesterday?
All over the place.
And then Nana swallowed a load.
She did.
And that load was...
Listen, I woke up feeling defeated. My house is in a mess. The ladies haven't been there since last Tuesday. They come tomorrow.
I would quit if I was on your cleaning ladies.
So I'm feeling cluttered. I'm trying to purge. I went to the storage. So I went to go to the storage unit because I got this huge box of new pots and pans.
And shout out Caraway. Love Caraway.
So it's this huge box. It's like 100 pounds and it's like taking up so much room in my little house. So it's like, I have to get this added. So I said to my boyfriend, I said, let's go to the storage unit today. But that's not where the treat ends. When you go to the storage unit, that means you're right next to the Target, Costco.
Oh no.
Costco, Target.
Out with the old, in with way more new.
Yeah. So I went to the storage unit. I put away some pieces. I also put away all of my recording equipment that I used to record myself with before I had a team. I put that away. And then we went to Costco. Let me tell you, I got a new Costco card.
Oh, God. Here we go. I thought this – actually, you know what? I'm happy about this because the summer of no spend, this is good. This is going to save you money. Do you mind? Take it for a spin?
Well, I know I lost my other Costco card.
Marty?
She's serving.
If we could go ahead and zoom in on this. Now, this is this a mugshot?
I was very tan there.
Joseph Camasta, member number.
That's take it. Where you
going? He's a gold star.
Yeah, we're going to have his card. So I went in there now. Let me tell you what I got.
Don't let it rip.
I forgot what I got. But I did go to get, I got to Target. I bought Bay all new bedding. I bought him a new fan.
This is where you're spending too much money. You're spending money on Bay. You need to sit. He should be the first one that gets cut off from the spending. If you're trying to get a house, does he buy you anything?
Yeah.
What?
Time? Always gifts. Always cute little gifts. And sanity. Surprises. Anyway, so I bought all new bedding for that. And then I got some new socks and underwear. But then I was getting I got home and I was organizing everything. I went to my kitchen. Wait, you see what happened. I went to my kitchen cabinets were cluttered with all the shit. And I was like, I just want to get organized.
Is that the best feeling when you just throw shit out?
I threw out every. Right. Oh, that's why. Because Costco, I bought all my spices.
Spices?
Costco, you only go to Costco for bulk spices. So I decided to throw out all my spices. Mm. And I had some garam masala from 1994 in there.
I'm aware.
Turmeric and, you know.
Turmeric.
Unami mushroom seasoning. It's like all these like fucking weird seasonings that I have. I threw it all out just in my core seasonings that I got. And I got the big size.
Yeah.
From Costco. So when I got there, I did my cabinet over and then I didn't stop there. Then I went to go get mason jars. This is the first one.
You said that weird. Mason jars.
And
why are you playing this music? This your cleaning music?
No. Can I tell you what happened today? Yesterday?
What?
I don't have a video of it, but. Do the next one. Cook, slide over.
You can cook any meal.
I told Alexa, I was at my house yesterday. I said, Alexa, play cleaning music. And that fucking bachata music came on. I was like, she's a shady bitch. She is a shady bitch.
Well, she's learning from the best. She's listened to your fucking conversations all day.
I know. I was like, I wish I was recording when they did that. I want to redo it to make a video for everyone else to see. I'm going to say this is a live reenactment of what happened to me because I don't want everyone to think that I'm lying about it. That it really happened. I screamed, work, bitch.
So how long did you clean for? How much shit did you throw out before you brought it?
I threw out so much. I cleaned out the entire refrigerator. I just feel lighter. I feel more at ease, at peace.
Well, you look at peace. You seem
I want to throw my couch out next.
Don't throw it out yet. Wait until you move to your new place. Then you get a new couch. Where are you going to put a new couch? You want to get a couch that's sized to your new apartment.
No, I don't want the couch in the house anymore. I just want to get rid of everything so I can have an empty space.
So you can do gymnastics?
For cartwheels.
Yeah, I was going to say round offs because you're gay. Well, good, Joey.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
If anyone wants my apartment, I can leave anytime I want. But I have to find a suitable person to move into my apartment before I leave.
What about Sanj?
She has a house.
She does? Where does she live?
She lives in
where's Sandra? Address and unit number, please.
Where is Sandra?
I don't know. She might have a doctor's appointment or something.
Yeah, I think that's where she is.
Oh, there she is.
Nope, that's Dave Sokol. Close. They do look similar. Well, that's good, Joe. You had a much more productive weekend than I did. I know it's Wednesday. We're talking about our weekend. I had an
old. Do you
old
have chia seeds at your house?
Chia seeds?
Do you keep chia seeds?
No. Why? Do you need some?
No, I have enough.
You're just asking?
It's in the bulk grains section my house.
I'm trying to clean our shit up. Me and Zach are thinking about moving, but I think we're going to stay just because it's a really good deal.
When
but
is your lease up?
Our lease is up in July 31st.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to stay. We had an old school New York weekend, and I actually texted
old school Nuru?
Old school Nuru. Old school New York. I went out at noon on Saturday.
In Manhattan?
Manhattan to a friend's birthday. Then I went to a bar. Then I went to an apartment. Then I went to Barracuda. Then I went to Boom Boom Room. And next thing you know, it's 2 a.m., and I'm just getting home. But it felt good to have – it's nice every once in a while to just go out and just go hard.
Why were you canoodling – and you didn't tell anyone about your new wheelchair.
Oh, I did get a wheelchair. Well, Zach's mother had a horrible break on her. So great news. Zach's mom broke her leg. And she has a wheelchair, which I was very
Can
excited about.
Can I send you the
about.
Picture, Marty, to post?
Yeah.
So I was in that thing all fucking weekend. I don't ever want to hear people in wheelchairs complain about it ever again because it is fun.
I don't think they're complaining about they're in a wheelchair.
Fun.
I think they're complaining their life was taken from them and they can't walk anymore.
Now, I was confused on the two, but I sent Joey this photo of me. It was so much fun the weekend. I'm probably going to hell after doing that. But like I said, when you're in your 30s, it's good to have once a quarter where you have a night where you just go out.
Oh, yeah.
And you're drinking.
What's
you're
a quarter?
Laughing.
Once every month?
A quarter, four times a year, dear. Oh. And you're having a great time. And that's exactly what we did. I miraculously was not hungover at all. Zach was on his fucking deathbed. And my hangovers are horrendous.
Was he doing the same libations as you were?
Oh, yeah. You know what's crazy, though? You ever go to what's the one next to Boom Boom Room with the big, like, spindly wooden thing, Labain?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is. That was
up top or Labain?
Yeah, that was a nightmare. It would have been your absolute hell, just filled with gays, which is fine. But it was just, well, I haven't been.
Not unless there was gasoline and a fucking match.
I just haven't been in an environment where you walk in and people stare you up and down like that. It was so sexually charged.
Well, you didn't belong there.
That's what it was. Like, who's this fucking giraffe walking in? It was so sexually charged. I just wasn't used to it. It was uncomfortable. It was like no one was talking. Everyone was just sizing everyone up. It was too much.
Sick. I saw that loose-lipped.
Here we
go. I'm not talking about her mouth. I'm talking about her pussy. That loose-lipped Alex Bennett slithered her way out to the Hamptons.
I did. The mean girls are alive. Miss Bennett showed up in a cowboy boots, a denim skirt, and a with a turquoise power blazer on and extensions down to her asshole. She walked in.
What was that floozy doing?
Bennett?
Yeah. What was she up to? Was she mixing lemonade and moonshine out in the backyard? Yes. Some estate saying, now I'm going to drink these two things.
She was working the steel in the back. No, we had a cocktail. It was great. And then she went her separate way and we went out to eat. And
did you get to go swimming?
Yeah, we went swimming. Are you going to come out? Oh, did I tell you about our bash that we're having this summer?
The gay bash?
We're having the gay bash. We're having a massive party. Yeah, massive party. The biggest party to ever hit the Hamptons. Zach and I are throwing. In August, allegedly. Probably not.
Not for nothing. I don't think Zach can handle that.
Talk to me, babe. Talk to him because he's going to see this.
I don't think that you're prepared. First of all, I just know there's not going to be enough ice.
Oh, here we go. Well, that's where you come in. We're hiring you as a help.
Ice, how are you going to feed all those people?
You're working the party. You've already said you're going to prepare dishes.
We have to hire.
Yeah, we're going to hire. We have a budget.
Who's coming? Who's serving?
Who's serving the dishes?
Is there going to be a bartender?
Of course there's going to be a bartender. There's going to be bartenders. There's going to be servants. There's going to be people helping out.
A lifeguard?
And I actually have an opportunity for you. I would like to put you in charge of the help. Because I know that Nana runs a tight ship like it's the Navy.
Do you know I tried to...
Suck Brandon Walker's cock?
No. I tried to hire the cleaning lady here to come to my house and help me with something.
That is so inappropriate. I approached her.
I said...
What are they paying here?
Mademoiselle? I said, listen, I have an offer
that you can't refuse. It's $4.99.
No, first I needed her to wait at my house for a delivery, and then I needed her to help me with my spice rack.
You don't need help with a spice rack. You don't need help with a spice. Will you actually come out and party and have fun?
If accommodations are
I told you have accommodations. Joey is a great house guest.
I strip the bed when you leave. I cook, I clean, I take the garbage out. I
greases your whistle and gives you a windy on the way out the door.
I rummage through your panty drawer.
Take what
I see fit and go on my merry way. speaking of panties and hot bodies.
Did you relapse on the women's clothing? Joe.
No, I don't think I did. I'm talking about Joel McHale.
Oh, yeah.
His chest.
Yeah. Joel McHale is way more handsome in person than he is.
Oh, I already knew.
Did you?
He's taller than I thought.
He's my height.
His embrace. I've been hanging out with very tall men lately. Me and Gronk were just hanging out the other day.
Oh, yeah.
I would talk about that.
I heard Camille Kosick is a fan of our show, or did you make that up?
I don't know if she's a fan of our show, but she's definitely a fan of me.
Okay.
I don't know if it's happening podcast with Snooki and Joey, or if it's from, what's it called? Out and about.
Well, we got to find out. We got to get her.
So I weaseled my way into the Sports Illustrated party.
Oh, yes.
So last time we were here, it was
Caitlin Bristow. I should have went to that. I should have skipped Long Island and went to the fucking party.
Yeah. So I wheeled my way in. I emailed them randomly, got myself on the list. Not only did that, I got myself on the red carpet as well.
I saw you working on the red carpet. I saw you in the All Saints silk shirt. And
no, not
pant.
All Saints. That was something else.
What was it?
Sandro.
Sandro?
Sandro from Paris?
I don't know. It's from Paris. Paris is burning? Paris was burning. I saw you working in your linen pant. No boot scarf, which was interesting.
I went with a woven slipper.
Yes, your Easter slipper.
So I get there and I see my dreams there. Rob Gronkowski, he looks at me called Rob, he told me.
I saw you like gooning over him before you went. You're just standing there in the corner like.
We have a good friend of comedy. He said he's friends with a guy that works here named Devlin. And I thought he was talking about Devin. The girl. But yeah, we chatted up for a little bit. His sister-in-law, Camille's sister, is the real fan. She asked for a picture with me because her husband, her fiance, is a big fan of mine.
Who's that?
I don't know, but I told Rob, I said, you know, I'm more concerned that your future brother-in-law is listening to a gay podcast.
Your future brother-in-law's gay. He's a fan of Joey's.
But yeah, me and Gronkowski had a great time. Me and Creighton Bristow had a good time. Bay came with me.
What time did you get home?
We ended up back at Caitlin's hotel room after we got a table at the Blonde. We went to some restaurant that Haley knew what it was. I didn't know what it was.
It's called Taco Bell.
Temple Bar.
Oh. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Maybe.
That's where the sushi went up on the IG. I saw that.
That wasn't sushi, was it?
Yeah, it was.
Sushi?
I don't know.
So, those cucumber things.
Yeah.
A very cute bar. Very nice little restaurant bar. We went there. And then we went back to Caitlin's hotel room. And the rest is history.
We can't say what happened. You had a threesome with Caitlin.
We pretty much did. It was me, Bay, her, and our friend, and we drank Spade and Sparrow wine and just kind of got caught up on girl chat. Ate snacks, you know.
Did you steal any of her panties? And be honest.
No,
they were
all filthy.
Oh, speaking of filthy panties, Joel McHale is on the show today.
And ladies, you're gonna have filthy panties after you see this. He looks hot. He's wearing sheer. John Rivervitos, you can see his nipples if you squint just the right way. What a handsome, talented, funny, humble person.
Charming. Tall and tan.
He smelled amazing too.
He was great. So we're going to get to the Joel McHale interview in a moment.
But we want to talk to you about GodHatesF.com.
We want to talk to you about GodHatesF.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
You look so good.
Yeah.
I should. I'm covered in hair and makeup.
I know. I can see that. I can see you look really
And I'm all in white. I'm dressed like Colonel Sanders.
Like Jesus Christ himself.
I like how sheer that top is. It just leaves just enough to the imagination where I'm still turned on, but I can still be a lady.
I asked for the 40% nipple exposure.
Joey told me something. I told him to look up your naked pool scene from Community, and he said something very dirty to me.
I didn't say something dirty. I said that.
You used to pleasure yourself to...
The idea of him.
Right.
You look exactly like a guy that cheated on me back in the day that ruined my life.
Oh, that for the mental breakdown.
Yeah. So this is a different mental breakdown, but you remind me of him a lot.
Well, he sounds fabulous.
He is.
What's the green screen? What are we showing?
It's a dealer's choice. Whatever you want to be behind you, we can put up.
We should like community to put the January 6th riot.
Oh, that's fun.
Choose whatever you like, though.
Just like Barstool Sports. What a sporting event that was.
We have the Viking hat on you right now. You just don't know it.
It's great. That guy, I hope he's getting his organic groceries.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
That was it. I brought it to Palm Springs, one of my favorite movies. And I'm not kidding.
Marty, did you make him wear that shirt today?
The shirt?
Yeah, no. Marty and I talked this morning.
Yeah, we did. We DM'd.
Oh, that's
have
exciting.
You seen Palm Springs?
I've never even been to Palm Springs.
You don't have to go to Palm Springs to watch the movie.
I thought that was the rule.
No, that's not how movies work. Oh. Did you go to Tatooine before you saw
Palm Springs?
Of course.
To wear a caftan and be gay on the strip.
A little Andre Leon Talley action?
Yeah.
Rest in peace. God rest his soul.
Absolutely. But now let's go watch Palm Springs. Why don't we show a little card of Palm Springs, the movie with Andy Sandberg? So here we are.
Marty, sports. You got this for Joel. You're a big whiskey guy. Scotch whiskey.
This is the Balvenie. This is the Caribbean cask, which if you were to take this and take a little bit of the scotch, rub it in your hands, there's a slight tropical smell.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. They age it in rum barrels the last 2 years.
I want to try it. Maybe not now, but
I mean, you can. I'm going to go exercise after this.
You work out a lot?
Every day.
What's your routine?
Well, I look in a mirror and I burst out crying for half an hour. And then I'm like, okay, I think I got that out. And then the mirror just says to me back without me saying anything, no, you didn't.
Were you like that before
and then
Hollywood?
I get really scared and I run. What?
Were you like that before Hollywood, or did that make you feel that way?
Well, as you probably looked up on my Wikipedia page, I played a lot of sports. Sure. And so there was a lot of working out. But during the pandemic, I was like, if I don't exercise every day, I'm just going to drink red wine until I become 400 pounds. So my rule was every day, and people are like, but you're not going to get your gains that way. It doesn't matter. It's more of a, so it's between 40 and 60 every day.
A minute.
40 and 60 minutes?
No. What else would it be?
Well, I don't
seconds?
Know.
Seconds? And that, I'm done.
That could be for me.
Could you get big if you wanted to? I feel like you're naturally thin. Like, is your struggle to put on weight and muscle, or is your struggle to lose weight?
Oh, no, I can put on weight like a kid.
Really?
I have recently begun doing a lot more. I used to play tennis as a kid, and now I've rediscovered it, and now I can't get it. I can't stop watching it, too.
Do you have a tennis court at your house?
Fuck yeah.
Oh my
I'm rich.
God. I know. How exciting.
I've done great.
No, I know.
What are you just sitting around for the last 20 like years trying to make money?
Sitting in the green screen.
That was an insulting question. Does he have a tennis court?
Yeah.
I know he does, because I searched the Google Earth, and I've been in the backyard for the past 3 weeks.
Why don't you just say I Googled Earth your home, and then I know you have a tennis court, and then I'd be like, okay. Absolutely. Yeah, no. Anyway.
Great play the other day, by the way.
Great what?
Great play the other day.
Oh, thank you.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
Amazing.
That drone was actually Joey in the backyard.
Was
he was in the white
shot,
van.
Try to get it by. No, I used to be much bigger, and now I'm much smaller.
I never remember you. Like, as a youth, you were bigger?
Oh, yeah, much bigger.
Oh.
When I played football, I was much bigger.
Do you carry that trauma with you?
Carry that what?
Trauma with you?
She comes to the gay podcast. We talk about her nipples.
Oh, no.
It's all about body image?
No, it was muscle. It wasn't fat.
Come on. It was muscle?
Yeah.
Oh.
Play football.
I was going to say, stand up. Give us a truffle shuffle, son. Let's see what we're working with.
Thanks for coming out, everybody.
Let's see what we're working with. Talk to us about...
Do I get a hat?
Talk to us about your new show, Animal Control.
Thank you for mentioning that. Also, we'll get to Crime Scene Kitchen.
Yeah,
yes.
And Crime Scene Kitchen.
I love both of them.
Animal Control is about the people that will come to your home and take away a raccoon that's gotten into your laundry room. Or
I love raccoons.
Or, you know, a coyote if you live in Southern California, or a snake if you live in Florida. But it's those people. It's a workplace comedy, and I got to put a tarantula on my face.
Are there real animals on the show?
No, they're all stuffed.
No, they're not like, there's not CGI ones.
They're all faked here. No,
every one of them.
For the most part, they're as real as we can make them. They're all either rescues or, everyone always asks, and they were like, yes, so the Humane Society is on set for every minute.
I'm sure.
And
they're put down after, of course.
Oh absolutely. It's Canada. That's where we shoot it. Yeah. And there's some people that are like, don't even joke. And I'm like, so I would send photos to my wife going like, today we had a bobcat, and I was holding, and she was like, you really did the perfect job for yourself.
No, I love animals so much. I love talking animals even better.
Well, that's not a thing. You mean like a parrot?
Well, no, like I like when there's like a voiceover of an animal talking.
You know, that's not real.
No, I know.
Okay.
But like, I like to imagine that they are real.
What's
imagine they did talk to you.
If animals talk to me?
Yeah.
In English or any language?
Yeah, I mean, just imagine like how much cooler that would be.
It would be.
If they talked.
Yeah, but then we'd feel bad.
Yeah.
Slaughtering
them. Why would we feel so bad?
Well, because they're like, oh, I have to put you on a leash and walk you.
That's fair. Like, now some people are into that.
That is true.
Some people are very into that.
Are you into that? It sounds like you are.
I mean, I've dabbled. I mean, listen, I don't kink shame.
Done?
The strangest thing I've done just in general.
You're too PG for that. We can't get
I don't know. I don't know if we want to go there.
Anyway, it's on Fox.
Okay.
We just wrapped our, we just ended. They're going to reshow it this summer. And then we got picked up. Why am I mentioning this? And, but you know, with the writer's strike, it's going to get pushed for a long time. And so we'll see, hopefully sooner than later, just as long as the writers get, you know, way more money.
Yeah.
Do you think that I make you pick a side on the writer's strike?
I'm on the writer's side.
I'm not going to
go producers.
Yeah. You got to cross the picket
line. Come on,
believe
studios.
Believe it or not.
Yeah, that would be like rooting for casinos to beat people.
Right, you're rooting for the
Unless
house.
You work for
You've been doing a lot of scripted stuff lately though, but I love your stand up. Like I loved you in the late night format. Is that something you would ever back to?
Well, the soup?
Yeah.
We tried on Netflix. We tried the Joel McHale show, And it turns out nobody wanted to watch anything on time. but the show has gone on to be more popular than Tiger King and Orange is the New Black combined.
Oh,
she's a humble queen.
I know. I'm just lying. I don't know. I don't know if I don't know if they want. I would try. I should do it on YouTube or something. But
you should do it on YouTube.
So entertaining.
But God bless you. But I, you know, now the way that information is decimated. Thank you. No. The way it breaks down now, it's instantaneous. You know, on Reddit, if something just it's already there. So I guess I need to start a Reddit channel and just be standing by my
A subreddit?
Yeah. And be like, oh, hey, a bike crash happened and they...
How does it work on Netflix? So like, this is like a little businessy of a question. Is it like there are so many people that have to watch by a certain time and then that's the metric that they use? Or is it like...
Oh,
what's there like?
I think the metric is just did people watch it?
Just in general, did people watch
it? Yeah. I mean, now to drop another show I was on, Community.
Loves that.
That show didn't become truly popular, I think, and it had a very good cult following when it was on, but then when it went in streamers, and I think especially Netflix, but Peacock bought the movie, so thanks Peacock. That's during the pandemic is when it really began to gain popularity. And like when I would do stand-up, it was always Soup People and some Community, and that has completely flipped since the Soup's been on off for so long and no one remembers it.
I think people.
I was thinking about it the other day. The Soup was kind of like TikTok before TikTok existed. Like it was kind of reacting to like the most relevant things at the time. So like
we would.
Yeah. If TikTok was around, like y'all's clips would have just gone absolutely bananas.
I mean, without Flava Flav, we would have the show would have been half as long.
Flavor of Love. Remember I Love New York?
Yeah, I love her.
I can't believe I'm promoting all these shows I'm on.
Tiffany, okay. Tiffany Pollard.
Yeah, Tiffany Pollard.
The HBIC.
Well, I am hosting a new show called House of Villains where they take all the villains from those reality
tennis
shows.
Court. So like Omarosa,
Tiffany
jobs.
Pollard, Tanisha's there, Johnny
Omarosa.
Johnny Fairplay.
Who's Jax? Johnny Fairplay?
He was on Survivor and pretended he lied that his grandmother had passed away.
Oh, classic.
And so what's her name? I can't remember. She's from The Bachelorette. You know.
Caitlin Bristow.
Caitlin Bristow.
Olympias, yes. So anyway, they're all there. They're all competing and it's like Big Brother and they get voted off. And
how
and
fun.
I just sit there and make fun.
You just did a show.
Just did a show in Denver. It was like
Sleep in a Tent.
Survivor meets Fear Factor.
Oh. And for who?
Barstool. It's called Barstool's Most Dangerous Game. It was, I wouldn't wish camping in those conditions on my worst enemy. Colorado is the worst state in the union. I said this on the last show. You can't breathe when you get there. It's freezing cold. The weather is unpredictable. We were camping.
The airport is so close to Denver.
The airport's so close to Denver. It's 75 right miles from where you need to go.
It's in Kansas.
It's in Kansas. Basically. Exactly.
That was a joke, everyone. It's far away.
It's far. Exactly.
That was sarcasm.
Thank you, Joey. Thank you for keeping up.
You sound like my mother-in-law. Oh, what you're saying is not true. Okay. Great.
I just woke up. I'm sorry.
What time of the year did you do it?
This is like a week ago.
Oh.
It was hell. I'm never going back to Colorado.
What altitude were you at?
Like 8,500 feet.
Oh yeah. So that's no joke.
Yeah. And I thought I was in shape too, but I couldn't breathe.
I didn't think you were in shape.
Thank you. So that's the interview folks.
Wait, so were you just to get that? Were there camera crews or did you have to set up your, cause there's a couple of those shows where they just give you
naked
GoPros.
And afraid.
Yeah. Like, what's the one? Dual Survival or whatever on Discovery.
Right.
You know, they set up their own. No, there was camera crews in your face 6 days. You would have killed yourself if you had to go on that show.
I wouldn't have gone.
You would have quit the company if you had to go on that.
Yeah.
Here, let's just do that. Well, I'm going to get to the scotch in a second. We're going to do the little smell test. I'll show you.
Yeah.
You hate Denver.
No, I love Denver.
Okay.
You
have a show coming up there?
I did last week. Okay. I literally had a show last week.
You're still a couple
literally.
Tickets left?
Yeah. I did a stand-up show with Ms. Chelsea Handler.
I love Chelsea Handler.
Jay Farrow and Adam Ray. And but what am I saying? She killed it. 70 minutes. And so I like the part where you're like, that was so hard. Like you were setting up tents, you were sleeping, and the freaking crew is just sitting there with cameras going like, oh yeah, keep going, it's hard for you.
It was I felt bad
for
those guys.
Were they warm? Yeah, they were.
Yeah, well, they were provided gear. We were provided nothing. Now I'm just going to sound like an asshole. It was a hard show. That's all I'll say. And I didn't win.
Wait, what were you wearing when you, the first day you're setting up the tent, what are you wearing?
I'm wearing bleach stained Champion sweatpants and a Hanes white undershirt.
Were you wearing undergarments?
I was wearing Calvin Klein briefs and these Reebok shoes, actually.
Okay.
And they actually bought me shoes when I got there, but it was brutal. Are you outdoorsy?
You, I'll go with you.
I'm outdoorsy in the sense that I go camping once a year, and that stopped now because my kids are no longer in that school. So
what do you mean your kids?
Like, we had an annual camp out, which I would just rent a pickup truck and then basically bring an apartment for 3 days up to Idaho. And I was like, my little brother is a true like mountain climber, and he does all that and goes on 30-mile hikes. God. And
you grew up in Washington State.
The Pacific I did.
North, so that's like an outdoorsy place to. By Ross Matthews.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go Seahawks. Ross Matthews and I, we're also on. He's a wonderful man.
Oh, he's just had him on. He's fabulous. Yeah.
He is quick. Yeah. I don't know if you can still hear me. He's quick as hell.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
I'm not going to drink this right now, but I want to
put it in my hands.
So, what are we doing
my
here?
My friend Lorne, who works for Balvenie. So I want you. So we're just going to take like literally, if you can see this on camera, it doesn't matter. You just take.
We're taking a booze bath with Joe McHale.
Just a little in your hand and go like that.
All right. This is very erotic.
And then
you go.
You can just smell a little. It smells a little. And I say like a bit like rum, a little just or coconut.
But
make sure it doesn't stay that wet. Make sure it's almost all shit. That was too much. Give him some of that. And now make sure it almost completely evaporates. You can just smell like, and there's also like a cigar. There's a cigar. It smells like cigars too. If you can smell that.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. I would never think to do that.
Yeah. It's because of the rum cask. And I hope Fox will ship this to me because I only have carry-on luggage
like
this
cigars.
Trip. Yeah.
Oh,
it really
nice.
Smells like an unlit cigar.
You really get that warm.
She's trying to. Did you
hold
just
on, get
just any caramel notes?
Yeah.
So you got into this just when you started getting money, you got into this stuff or you were always into?
No, before I was when I had no money, when I married my wife, who I came to the marriage with a Nissan Sentra and a boombox.
Was she rich?
She definitely had more money and she had a job. Oh. And her family, before I got on TV, thought I was like a ne'er-do-well. They were like, you're just, because my wife is super hot. She did like extremely good student. And they were like, you with the fucking actor?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to run around the night? And then all of a sudden I got on TV in Seattle and they were like, isn't he great?
We always knew.
We just knew. They were like, you should marry an accountant. You should marry a lawyer. And I'm like, yeah.
Did you ever model when you were younger?
Just wait.
No.
You didn't?
No.
I think I could see it.
You, very kind, and now you're my favorite.
Thank you.
Careful,
Joel. We're all careful what we're...
I feel like I'm good looking for a comedian, but regular good looking, forget it.
No, you have some leading man roles.
Yeah, well, now that I've put all this hair in me. Yeah.
Oh, do you have fake hair?
Oh, yeah, tons of it.
Did you go to Turkey to get it done?
I was just going
to
say.
No. It's not
you have real money.
When you go to LA, when you have money, you go to LA. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. Of course, go to Turkey. It looks great.
On a free flight, they all get on a big bus and go out there to Turkey.
Well, that's what they, I mean, that's what.
Mercedes Sprinter van.
No, they emailed me before. They wanted me to go out to Turkey for free.
But I am. You have gray hair. I'm drinking Ozempic every day, and it's not working.
I take Ozempic.
Yeah, how's it going?
Good. I'm down 35 pounds.
Did you forget to eat?
Yeah.
Is it weird?
No.
It just seems weird.
Do you take it?
No. How dare you?
Say, you're hot.
He's offended.
No, because it's, I know it's now that it literally has passed Viagra as the most popular prescription drug.
I take both.
You do?
I take Viagra too.
Do you ever mix them up?
Well, they're for different things.
I'm not losing any weight, but look at this bone.
Yeah.
My cock is rock hard. But you have knockoff Viagra. You don't have to.
Wait, how long have you been on
Ozempic?
Yeah.
Like almost a year.
And so 35 down.
Yeah.
And you.
But I haven't changed my diet or worked out or anything. It just happens naturally.
But imagine if you did.
I don't know. I normally lose weight very quickly. But I was on it probably because I think it's like they were preventative. So I didn't get even fatter and like get diabetes.
Yeah.
Wait. Well, so what does it feel like?
Just like, you know, like you feel like you're fuller, you get fuller quicker. So like, you know, normally I can eat like four slices of pizza and this one, I have like one or two, like one and a half. And you're like, oh my God, I'm full.
Oh, so it's not like you for, it's not like your brain.
You just eat less.
You do a mini stroke and be like, you don't ever, you won't remember to eat.
No, I remember.
But you have, what is it? Like the GERD or whatever they call it?
Agita?
Yeah.
You get like indigestion a little bit.
You can't swallow food. Like
it's not that serious.
It's not?
No.
You beat it.
Yeah, I beat it. Because originally I had that. And then I just, you know, kept eating and then it went away.
Well, you look great.
Thank you.
I'm not kidding. No, yeah. Yeah. So it's working.
So do you.
How expensive is it?
Oh, I get it for free. I don't know. The doctor just gives it to me. It's on my insurance.
This part of the show brought to you by Ozempic.
Or I wish.
What's the other one?
Mengovi. Wegovy. Yeah.
Mangiorno.
Mangiorno.
Yeah,
Mangiorno.
That sounds like
a, are you tan?
Knockoff pizza.
Is that your natural color? Maybe just wearing white.
Well, this is like bronzer.
I know.
And I think the white, I never wear
Who
white.
Who makes that outfit?
John Varvatos. Thanks, John.
Oh.
Including, I guess I should get this.
I thought he was popping the top. Did they give you the jacket too?
You got the tag.
I still got the tag in there.
Oh, wow.
Anyway.
Your hair does look fantastic. So you did Kelly and Ryan before you came here and they just had clothes set up for you. And they're like, if you
no, they're in my hotel room because the Fox hired my
stylist
from who I've known since 2004 that wow. bought all the suits for the soup. So we, we've been now friends for 20 years, but that's who I play tennis with.
I'm trying to be like Joel
Jose
McHale.
Camilo.
Yeah.
He's great.
Sandra, why there's no clothes in my dressing room when I got here today? It's weird.
Wow, what an answer.
Yeah, just rolls her eyes.
That's the best answer. She'd be like,
what? She doesn't work for me.
You never fucking ask.
Is it true you're taking over for Tucker Carlson?
Yes.
I heard that too.
Yeah, I heard
that. I signed a $35 million a year deal. I'm excited.
That's amazing.
It's going to be a lot of animals.
Yeah.
I'll be like, well, today on the show, Marjorie
Taylor Greene over
there. We have a snow leopard. Yeah.
High on Benadryl.
I'm excited. What's next? What do we got next?
What's next?
How long have you been doing the show, you guys?
We've been doing this for like a year.
Like a year.
Year
why
and
does
half?
It look like the door, like people are fighting to get out of here?
Why does it
look like something happened?
They threw coffee cups against it as part of another show.
What show?
Barstool Sports Advisors.
Is
they tell you how to gamble.
Okay.
And then we lose the gamble.
I'm putting it all on the crack.
I play a weather girl over there.
A crack and lost.
Can you
guys
explain what the concept of Crime Scene Kitchen is?
Crime Scene Kitchen. Yeah, it's a very what?
It's like a very unique concept. It's like you make desserts and then they have to guess what the.
Well,
what
it's the, actually, yeah. yeah. So we get, yeah. It starts out on a World War II German submarine. All the controls are in German. So the bakers have to figure that out and get it across the Atlantic. And it's already been hit by a couple of depth charges. I've lost track of what. No. So it is the baking teams. We'd love to have you. Yep. You know how to bake?
Yes. I cook. I was on Chopped.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That's what was going to.
And I'm gay, so I can bake.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
You keep sweaters in your oven.
Stereotype.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
what's a true one.
Oh, so, true. Well, you got to be pretty good. Are you pretty good?
I'm decent. Yeah.
I know what it is. Do you want me to tell you what it is?
Yeah.
There's you go onto the thing and there's like a crumb of like a blueberry cobbler, but they have to like eat it and they have to like eat the crumbs and they have to figure out what was fucking made there before they were there.
That's right. So there's just little evidence of something that was baked or cooked or whatever. And then you get 2 minutes to kind of look for the evidence. And then they're like, now you have 6 hours to try and recreate whatever.
She does that trying to find who was in the glory hole last.
I feel like so you have like a DNA test?
Well, she'll taste the sample and then she'll go around and find the gentleman that it matches with accordingly.
Yeah, then I'll walk around the restaurant. Like, I'll say that tasted like, you know, spicy Szechuan food. He's eating that. That could be the guy.
Yeah, but that's, you know, like there's so many meat eaters in that restaurant.
That's true.
More than one way.
That's true. This is season two of this. This comes out on May 22nd.
The glory hole thing?
The glory hole. And you'll be hosting that as
that's a
you'll be hosting off. That as well.
She'll be hosting that as well.
Allison from Fox is like, dear God. Can you try to say glory hole yet?
Yeah, we're going to
not as much when promoting the show.
We're going to get the list after this. Just go ahead and cut all but the rub.
No, we're on season two and I hope for season three, Allison. Yeah. So I think the premise is really great and the teams are really great. And I'm not saying that because, well, they casted well. They don't just get, you know, schlubs that don't say anything. You have to get people that, you know, can talk a little bit on camera. And there, and I, not kidding, I put on 9 pounds each season.
Ooh.
Because I'm going to go like, I'm still going to exercise, but I'm going to eat like a, eat like it's a career.
Right.
And, the Bass cake is one of my favorites. Which is like the cheesecake without the, it's cheesecake without a crust, but they burn the cheese slightly on the outside. Ooh. And it's.
And what's the prize if you win?
A date with Joel McHale.
Yeah, I think you get a bottle of
of used Glenlivet. I would have said Ben.
Thank you, Lauren. Lauren, who represents the company. But I know that so there's very nice, there was probably Lauren who got this. Anyway, yeah, I think it's like $100,000. Is it $100,000?
Wow,
not bad.
It's 250. Yeah, it's a lot of money.
250.
Yeah,
that's more than Drag Race.
Yeah. I don't think we would.
Speaking of Drag Race, boy, that show.
You were great on that.
Well, yeah, you were on.
You were unhinged, you were unhinged on that.
That was so much fun.
It was fun. They didn't know what to make of you. Like you were like, going off the rails, and they were like, looking at you.
I'm going to be me.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I'm genuinely. I was very excited.
It was so fun.
Michelle loved me. She's so great. But that show was so dirty in the beginning.
Yeah.
Like in 2006 when it came on, like the intern who had the first clips were like.
We
was like, we have been given a gift. Yeah. And the number of glory hole jokes that were made on that show. There was things that were like the E censors were like, we can't show this.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's on TV. Yeah, and they're like, we can't show it. Oh, and then RuPaul came on a few times and.
Yep. With her pajama pants on.
It's crazy to think how big that show has gotten.
Yeah.
Since 2006. They're like,
right.
Seasons. Yeah. And how many Emmys have they won?
Like, hundreds.
It's incredible.
Well, and the show obviously became something. I mean, it became so much more performative for all the huge numbers.
Right.
And it was, yeah. And like now there's Drag Con and all that.
Oh yeah. That just happened in LA.
Yeah. And it's a great show too. And RuPaul drives like a pretty, not a very expensive car. I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Well, you should see
your
place in Wyoming. Yeah. Right.
I can't imagine.
The fracking queen, RuPaul.
But, yeah. You're good at everything that you put your mind to though. Seriously. You have so many like, different facets of entertainment you've done.
Oh, it's all desperation.
No, but he works in every kind of environment. You're just easy to watch and just easy to kind of like think, you know, you're very funny.
God bless you. I always said, like, when people like, if you could choose, and I was like, why? Who's, why? What are we choosing? What? Right. Where are we? They're like, gun to your head. You have to choose. I was like, who's got
Where
the gun?
The money
what world is this? So just, yeah, bring
what's
it all.
What's the last job you said no to? How often do you get pitched?
I just turned down a cameo.
Things? Did you? Oh. You're on cameo?
I am.
What are we rocking for price? I bet he charges more.
Oh yeah, of course.
Literally, his price is out. Guess how much you think how much he charges?
I get booked every week.
Guess how much he charges for a cameo? I just want to hear this.
$4. Oh, I'm just kidding. Well, I had to go very low.
Of course,
low.
Of course.
I don't know. Probably the
average
same
charge.
As me.
I don't know. He's pretty high.
I'm not that high. Caitlyn Jenner charges $1,200.
Oh, you're then I'd bet you. I'm $300.
I'm $150.
All right, you're $150. Yeah,
but.
Do you do them a lot?
I've been bad with them, but I get them every week. Yeah, but I just don't do them sometimes.
Oh.
I get busy.
Yeah, at first my publicists and I asked my agents, I was like, they're like, yeah, don't do
when
it.
You're
and
like, then, you're, do you have to give it to charity when you're that rich?
I do give some of it to charity.
Yeah.
But I give most of my money away to charity.
Same.
But no, I do them because it's
what's the typical ask? Like, what do people want Joel McHale to say?
Birthdays,
happy birthday.
It's weird when it's like a pep talk for a person
who's dying of cancer.
Yeah.
No, they're like, it's still a lift in the day. I'm like,
for themselves.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay. There was the best one I got to do was they're like, a couple, heterosexual couple. And during the pandemic, she discovered she was gay. And they were like, will you announce to our friends that we're getting a divorce and that I'm gay?
Oh, my God.
And I was like, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have never been more excited.
And that was Sandra.
She was like, no free clothes for you.
God, that's an ideal one. We don't have any really like crazy good ones. No breakups. Those are like the ideal to have, I think.
No breakups. I've done like engagement announcements though.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
The weird ones are like, hey, put your feet
or
in the shot.
Baby.
And I'll be like, creep.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You would make a killing on OnlyFans though. I'll tell you that.
Someone did tell, I mean, like one of my representations was like, you should be on OnlyFans. I'm like, doing what?
Yeah.
And because they're like, just do whatever you want.
And I feel like that's
a dark place.
It's a very dark place.
We just play the Running Man. We select a person to kill and we chase them all night.
There was a gold rush here for OnlyFans. A lot of the girls here are making like $100,000 a month doing just like in bikini pics. So we joined. We only got about 15 fans each. So it didn't quite pan out like we thought it was going to.
What was the content?
I posted myself in lingerie.
It was a very different approach to the content we put on OnlyFans.
He put like dick prints and underwear.
No, I would do like, I would just like take photos of myself, or I would pick photos from my Instagram and then put them on. But you went full blown.
Why wear lingerie? I gave them like, what they wanted.
I'm talking about the first video.
Do you think, are we allowed to go there? No, and I'm assuming some of our grandparents came through Ellis Island.
Yeah.
Do you think that our great, great grandfather, great, great grandmother, whatever, were just like, someday I will have my descendants will be posting
pictures of their asshole on the internet.
Yeah, innuendo dick pics on a website that they can charge money for.
We do have to wrap, but before we go, I was just wondering, Joel, if there's any tidbit of the Community movie, if we could break maybe a little bit of news on this podcast, could you give us that?
Yeah, here's the big news. Yeah. It is being pushed.
Due to the writer's block.
Right. And I don't even know if that's... Yeah, I know that. I mean, everything's pushed. Yeah. So that's not really news.
No, but thank you.
You mean about the story?
It just anything you can give us.
I'm going to be in it.
Ooh.
Okay. Thank
you. Yeah, I'm in it. No, there's not... No, since the writer's strike, it's, you know, things have slowed. So
I figured. Had to try.
No, I'm right on. But you know what I'm really excited about? Crime Scene Kitchen.
Yes.
Animal Control. Look at the
Animal Control.
Allison from Fox is so happy.
Thursdays, 9, 8 Central, Crime Scene Kitchen.
Wait.
Mondays, 9, 8 Central.
What's on my, wait, Animal Control? No. We're talking, Animal Control is on Thursdays.
Yeah, 9,
Crime
8.
Scene Kitchen is on Mondays after Stars on Mars, which is like they're redoing that movie, The Martian, as a
reality show. Oh, yeah.
God.
Well, you heard it here first.
Damon's hosting.
Is he?
No.
Oh.
Absolutely.
And you can also
not.
Catch Joel as Tucker Carlson on Fox as well.
Yes.
Yeah, I start on Tuesday. There.
Starting this Tuesday.
Start on Tuesday.
I got $35 million a year. I can't believe it.
Love it.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, you guys are delightful. And if you ever come to LA,
contact
my reps.
Oh, is that her?
And I'll see if.
And they'll screen the call.
She's left.
Okay.
She's left.
How many people listen and watch this show?
40 million.
Wow.
This was lovely.
This is lovely.